Hey, Brewview gang, what's good? We are live here at Van Jam, day of the comp. We are a little late to the pod because people have been grinding for a hot minute, and it looks like Star Trek just rolled into the park. But outside of Star Trek rolling up, I'm here with my boy Max Angel from Terracondama, and we are watching the finals of the casual... The semifinals, sorry, of the casual side of the Van Jam ladder. How are things going, Max?
Oh, ew. just dub tap, jug bird, lace.
Dub tap, jug bird, lace.
Dude, these guys almost matched. Okay, it's been good, man. It's hot. I'm cooking out here. I was definitely hurting this morning and kind of got it going early, but we've bounced back now. Had a few good games. I got out in, like, I think third round.
I got out first round by Lucas Adverse. He got me DMA, so he got me one letter. I was close.
True. That's
it was
nice.
A tough
that's
match.
Nice.
Tough match. He's but, good. Yeah. He's very good.
Yeah, I had a good match. Send me out with Nathan Supergrom on Instagram, and yeah, man, it's been sweet. We have a great turnout. People are facing the heat like a bunch of champs. Honestly, I just need to get some food in me and chill. And honestly, it sucks to be out, but I'm happy that I can just hang, get some footage for the crew.
Yeah,
it's been really fun. It's been sweet. A bunch of crews showed up like that I had no idea would come out. So, I've been stoked.
So many homies out here seshing. It is the way that it is. I am also right by Kristen and Alex over here. I'm gonna quickly bring them over here and ask them how things are going.
Hello.
Say what's up.
We are chilling. This is great. Watching some of the semifinal matches.
Yeah. Who do we got ourselves in sunscreen?
Yeah. I need some. who do we got going on here?
What's left here? We got Ben and Sam in the semifinal match right now. I don't know the score, but they're doing some pretty shreddy tricks.
Oh, yeah.
So we got this one going, and then we'll pull a third place match, and then the finals of the casual.
Woo! It's been intense.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Now, I think... Is it casual or has it been competitive? Because from what I've heard, Van Jam is the anti-comp, right?
That's kind of the idea. I mean, definitely the people who are here to like win it chose to go into the competitive side. But, you know, it's games of Dama, and it's the idea is casual. Show up, meet somebody, show off your tricks. Undoubtedly, by the time you get to the semifinals, these guys, you know, we purposely put them in front of a crowd here. There's a good, like, 50 people watching them right now, putting the pressure on. So, you know, even the casual side, you start to sweat a bit.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's pretty
hot. We're
all
sweating, but they're sweating extra.
Yeah, and how is it looking for the competitive division?
Yeah, so
we got Rod versus Adverse, and then Kareem versus SG on the other side.
SG, Supergrom, that's our boy Nathan.
Yeah.
Local legend. So, yeah, we've got a pretty good competitive, actually. 3 out of 4, some local boys.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the Vancouver squad are here.
And we've got my
battle.
Boy Kareem coming in from Calgary.
Yeah, Kareem coming in from Alberta, right?
A little underdog, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be some good battles. I think these guys actually just wrapped up. I'm not sure exactly who took it down.
We're going to have to find out here right away.
Got to come write their name on the board.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, you know, I might get to it. Keep this thing moving. We're getting third
absolutely.
Place match going, man.
Let's let you go.
All right.
We're going to take you guys over and meet some of my homies over here. Say what up to Steph Lucier. Steph, you want to say hi to the Brewview?
No.
No, Steph, say, oh. Yeah, we're recording right now. Say what's up.
What's up?
This is Brewview Comes to Van Jam. This is your event, hey? This is like where you vibe out. Okay, maybe. Maybe not.
I don't remember. Been
to a couple. If you guys are listening to this, you guys got to go scoop one of these Steph Lucier TC mods, them team collabs. They are icy and fiery. They're so good. Hey, are you stoked on it?
Yep, really hyped.
Super hype. We've been working really hard to get Steph on the Brewview. This might be as far as we get for now. We'll bring her back. Bring her back for a full episode one day. We're working on it. Slowly but surely. Ain't that right, Steph?
Yep.
Who do you think is going to take it home here in this next match between Lucas and Rod?
Lucas and Rod?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Lucas knows all of Rod's weaknesses, and then Rod knows Lucas' weaknesses. They play each other.
And it can be both a friendly and a tense relationship between these two, right?
Yeah. Lucas told me he was just doing easy tricks, like around down spike fast end, which is a casual trick for him. He would not do a crazy, like, under the leg goon all the way to behind the back goon. So
we're going to have to see what he comes up with. Let's see if we can get a good competitive match going here.
I think Rod can get him on the stores. I don't know. Rod's also going to goon.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of these Star Trek homies that just rolled up? What are your thoughts on Star Trek?
Dude.
We need to hook them up.
Yeah,
you got any Steph mods to bring over there?
We sold out.
Oh, sold out. Yeah. They're too fire. All right. Well, hey, Steph, I'm going to let you go for a little bit. We're going to go say hi to some other homies here, but good having you on the Brewview, even if it's just for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to get you back for a full one. I'm rooting for it.
One day.
All right. Yeah, we are rolling past. Hey, Rachel, you wanna jump on Brewview for a hot second?
Yeah,
say what's up?
What's up? What's up, Brewview?
Yo, Rachel, how are you enjoying Van Jam?
I'm enjoying it a lot. It's hot out here, but we've had some good games going. I got knocked out first round, but it's all good. Still having fun with the homies.
It is all good. It's all good. Is this your first Van Jam?
It is not. It is my second Van Jam. I was at Van Jam not last year because of COVID, but the year before.
Yeah, and how long have you been playing Dama for?
I've been playing Dama for 5 years now.
5 years? That's crazy. Yeah. And you've only been to Van Jam twice, but you're a BC homie.
I am, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see you. And what's your Instagram handle for the people out there that might want to follow you?
It's at Rachel Achyballs, RachelAikyballs.
Is that your last name? Aiky?
Akima is my last name.
Oh, Akima. Yeah, I was like, Aiky.
Yeah, so.
That's a chill last name.
Yeah, Akima is my last name. So it's AikyballZ.
Yeah. And who do you think is going to take it home here in the finals? Or this isn't the finals, semifinals. Between Rod and Lucas.
Adverse. Don't want to pick sides because they're both homies, but...
And they're both so good.
I am going to go for Rod because I feel like he's a bit of the underdog.
Yeah.
Lucas usually wins the little jam night Dama battles. So
okay,
I'm cheering for Rod. But I love Lucas too.
They're going for some big tricks here.
Yeah.
This is good.
It's
going
to be like a goon battle.
Yeah.
They're both very... They like to do a lot of goons, so...
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Well, I'll let you go. I'm going to say hi to some other homies here. Rachel, thanks for jumping on the Brewview here.
You're welcome.
Yo, I'm just going to lean over to my right here and say what's up to my boy, Quinn.
What's up?
Quinn, say what's up to the Brewview.
What's up, Brewview? First time talking on here. What's up?
Yo, we're chilling. What is your IG handle, Quinn, for the people out there that want to know who you are?
It's Quinn Dama on Instagram. And yeah, I post stories every single day, so check them out.
Yeah, and Quinn, you're not from around here. Where are you from?
No, from not in Toronto, but I'm like an hour away from Toronto, so that's just Ontario.
Flew in for this event.
Yes.
That's a long trip to come for a Dom event, but has it been worth it?
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially with the pandemic and everything, kind of chilling out, you know, able to go visit some friends again. It's nice to get out.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry to cut you off there. That was crazy. Lucas just hit around the body goon. That's crazy. Craziness.
No, blessed to be here. It's surreal. Surreal to see you, meet you for the first time. So,
We chilling. We are chilling.
Yeah, it's a great day. Great day.
Oh, was Rod gonna match? No way. Oh, tough one. All right, let me lean down here. I'm going to say hi to another one of my homies. See if I can distract him from the cam while we talk to him. This is my boy, Jake. Jake,
hey.
Say what's up to the Brewview.
How you doing, Brewview?
It's been a long time, but you've been on this show before.
I have.
Very first guest episode.
It was the very first, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was the start of something spectacular.
Yeah, and now here we are in person finally. Van Jam number 8. And we are vibing out, watching this semifinals match. How's it going for you?
It's I can't complain. This is amazing. I'm watching some of the best Dom players in Canada compete. And yeah, it's a beautiful day outside, so definitely can't complain. And we're in Vancouver, so
and
that just adds to it.
Yeah, it's absolutely nutty. And you're filming a lot this weekend. Are you putting together a big edit?
I'm thinking about it. I got a lot of clips, so we'll have to see what we can do with them.
Yeah. Are you planning on putting that up on the YouTubes or on the IGs?
It'll definitely be up on at least one of the two, if not both.
Okay, and where can people follow you if they want to follow you on Instagram? Nice.
At kendama.mamba.
Kendama.mamba, with some of the fire edits out there. Some of the most fire edits. Some clean stuff out
Thank
there.
Thank you, Adam.
Heck
Thank
yeah.
you, Adam.
This guy also designed the Brewview logo, which is really the whole Cafe Kendama brand logo now.
And it's kind of
does everything.
My favorite t-shirt, too.
Heck yeah. We're repping it today. Where's yours? Come on.
I actually have it back at home. I just didn't wear it because I was like, I don't know. Like, yeah. This one breathes more. So
yeah,
like,
yeah. Them Gildens, they're too comfy, but they don't breathe super well. I get sticky in mine. All right, well, Jake, thanks for jumping on here real quick. I won't distract you from filming anymore.
Take care, Adam. Thank you, man.
Absolutely. Yo, I'm going to introduce you guys to my boy Jesse here. Jesse, say what's up to the Brewview.
What's up, Brewview?
Jesse, how are you enjoying Van Jam?
Oh, Van Jam's the best. It's my favorite contest that I've ever been to. Been to the last three. It's just a blast. All the homies coming out. Absolutely. Yeah, don't take it too seriously. Just the homie event.
Heck yeah. And you're local to here, right?
Yeah, I grew up just outside of Toronto in Hamilton, but I've been in Vancouver since 2019.
Vancouver since 2019. Crazy. That's awesome. What brought you out to Van?
I was actually living in Whistler a little bit before that, just working in hospitality, snowboarding, came out and grabbed a job in the film industry.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Do you work in the film industry right now?
Yeah, I work at a visual effects studio.
Oh, that's sick. That's super sick. Who do you think is going to take home this match here?
You know what? I think Rod might have it. I think Rod has just the endless bag of tricks.
Yeah, Rod's got such a unique style of tricks. It's hard to play Rod in a game of Ken because he may not do all of the crazy new gen craziness, but he can pull out a whole bag of tricks that no one else in the world really can.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, he's one of a kind in the tricks that he does.
Yeah, and he's got such good stees when he does them.
He's the steesiest.
Yeah. Well, hey man, Jesse, it has been a joy meeting you this weekend already. We've been vibing. We got so much more left to go today. And there's been some interesting people. We got some guys with sombreros over there. We had the Star Trek homies roll through here. What a unique day in a Vancouver park. Or maybe that's normal for Van.
That's just normal for Jonathan Rogers.
Normal for the Jonathan Rogers park.
Sweet. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yo, Lincoln, you want to say what's up to the Brewview?
Hey Brewview, what's going on? Lincoln Ride out here, ride the Dama. Yeah, Van Jam's been a lot of fun here. Got Rod and Lucas here in front of us. It's exciting times. Oh. Nice to meet all the homies too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Lots of new homies coming out to this one. So it's a little bit different than the normal Brewview. Not Brewview, but
well yeah, no, it is. Yeah, this Brewview is like the most well, people yeah. we've ever had on an episode.
Yeah, for
Just
sure.
Just touring around, meeting some of the homies.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good.
I recently got to meet Lincoln like a week and a bit ago when he was out in Calgary. We had a little jam. This guy's so honed. Make sure you're following him at Ride the Dama on Instagram. Ride, is it Ride underscore the underscore?
Underscores, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, underscores in between everything. It's like the digital space bar.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Cool.
Well, Lincoln, who do you think's taking this home right here?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I've seen these guys play together a lot, so I'm gonna go Rod on this one, but... hard to tell. Lucas is honed.
They're both so honed.
Lucas is always honed.
So honed. There's a part of me that wants Lucas to win because he knocked me out. And then it's like, if he knocked me out and he won, I basically came second, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's how it works, right?
Right? Yeah. That's how I remember these things. Heck yeah. Well, but thanks for jumping on here, man. Thanks for saying
no
hey.
No worries.
You want to say hi to the Brewview?
Hey, Brewview.
You want to introduce yourself to the homies out there?
I'm Lowkick C-Fob. Playing Kendama for a few years now.
Heck yeah. And first Van Jam or second Van Jam? Or how many?
Second Van Jam.
Second Van Jam. This is my first.
3 years ago? 4 years ago?
And now you're back.
Yeah.
Loving it?
Let's go. Yeah, super chill.
Let's freaking go. These guys are so honed. It's crazy to watch them play.
Yeah.
And they both know each other's tricks, so they know what works on them.
They live together, I think.
Yeah.
Or they used to.
But they did for a long time, I think. Yeah. I don't know if they still do. Maybe they do.
Pretty hype though.
Ooh.
Who do you think's gonna win? You keep asking everyone else, but who do you think's gonna win?
This is an unbiased podcast. I try not to put my own voice out there too much.
Nice save.
Yeah, I think the one who gets the most points is gonna be the one who wins this one.
Good call.
That's my prediction.
I'm going for Lucas.
Lucas, okay. Good choice. Oh, Rod's going for some really cool stuff.
Yeah, I like this time.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for jumping on here and welcoming yourself to the Coffee Gang squad out there. Listen in. Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you want to jump on Brewview for a hot second?
Sure.
Do you want to introduce yourself to the pod?
Hey, my name's Jenna.
Jenna, is this your first Van Jam?
Yes, it is.
How is it going for you?
It's pretty sweet.
And were you competing as well?
Yeah.
Did you compete competitive or casual?
Casual.
Casual? How'd that go for you?
I was out first round.
Hey, that's sometimes... Me too.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. That's the way she goes sometimes.
It's my first game of Dama ever, so...
Really?
It was good.
Is this your first time ever, like, jamming with a group of people?
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. That's so hype. How's that been for you?
It's so fun. Seeing everyone's tricks is, like,
I know.
Unreal, dude.
It's crazy.
In person.
It's crazy. Where are you from, Jenna?
From Penticton.
Penticton. Taking a little bit of a drive to come down here and sesh it with the homies. Well, welcome here.
Yeah.
It is a pleasure meeting everybody. There's so many people here. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I freaking love it. Who do you think is going to take this match?
It honestly can go either way. They're both hitting some fire stuff.
Oh, they're both so good at Kendama. It's crazy.
It's scary.
Absolutely. Jenna, well, thank you so much for jumping on here. We're going to go introduce the Brewview to a few more guests here at Van Jam. We're trying to do a little People of Van Jam episode here. And meeting some of the homies. I got a squad of four guys sitting down next to me. Let's see if we can get a little group intro here. All right, thanks, Jenna.
Yeah, of course.
Yo, guys, you want to say what's up to the Brewview?
What up?
Yo, give yourselves a quick intro here.
All right, we're the Damamas boys. We're from East Van.
The Damamas boys? Where does that come from?
It's our Instagram tag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what does that mean, like, Damamas?
It's like Mama's boy, but like we made it Damamas boy, you know?
Like, okay, so
it's
kinda, like Dama. It's Dama Mama's boys.
It's like a play on words type thing. Yeah.
Chill. And so Damamas boys on Instagram?
Yeah.
You guys got a group Insta?
Yeah. Exactly. We're pretty inactive, but you know.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, we'll go through spurts. Yeah.
Okay, what are your guys' names?
Sam.
Theo.
Ben.
Griffin.
Griffin, okay. Chill.
Oh. Hey,
what are you guys doing, competitive or cash?
Casual.
Cash? Okay. Yeah. Who won this?
Yeah, Lucas.
Lucas, get over here. Come here.
Yo.
Lucas, say what's up. You just won against Rod in the semifinals. What's going?
Surprisingly, yeah. I mean, just trying to fucking give her, you know?
Just trying to send it. Heck yeah. Well, how does it feel? You're going to the finals of Van Jam on the competitive side.
Yeah. I had a couple of beers to loosen up, so I feel good, yeah.
Okay. You got one more match. It looks like you're playing against the Grom. I think that's what they call
it. Oh.
The Grom? Is that what he goes by? Super Grom.
Yeah. Nathan, yeah. He has a lot of, like, very unique tricks that are, like, for him, they're, like, simple, but they're very unique and, like, hard to replicate at first, you know? So, it's very interesting style.
Yeah, totally. Well, good luck in the finals. Thanks for jumping on here. And maybe if you win it, we'll bring you back on here and say a little, I don't know, something to the Brewview. Well, we'll make something happen. And who do we got here on the left here?
Hell, let's go Adverse. This is Adverse's biggest fan. This is Jay Litch. Fucking yeah. Let's go Adverse.
Heck yeah. Thanks, Adverse. Heck yeah. Okay, all right. We'll come back to the Damamas boys here for a quick second. You guys vibing with Van Jam this year?
Oh, yeah.
We absolutely are. Love it.
Yeah, first time?
No. We've both been twice, yeah.
Okay, you guys have been here a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Heck yeah.
2 years ago, I think.
Yeah. How long have you guys been playing for?
Around 3 years as well.
I've been 3.5, almost 4 now, yeah.
Crazy. You guys have been at it for a minute. That's super sick. Well, welcome here, guys. This is my first time out to Van. It's been a treat. I freaking love it. It's so good.
It's a pretty nice city, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Lots of green. I've never been in a city with this many trees. Like, just like everywhere you drive, it kind of feels like you're kind of in a forest, but also in a city at the same time. It's a weird vibe.
It's a special thing about it, you know?
Yeah, I'm from Calgary. Calgary has tons of, like, open fields and parks and stuff. Super spread out. I know Calgary technically is a bigger city, like, in width and space, but Vancouver, because of all the trees, it feels really big. It doesn't feel like you're going anywhere.
Yeah,
it just kind of feels
like
you're...
Too, stuff like
that,
right?
There's so many places around Van, like Whistler,
Swamish. Yeah.
You can go right up that whole Fraser Valley.
Yeah, sweet.
Exactly. Well, thanks for jumping on here, guys. We got a lot more going on. Are these guys going at it for a semifinals?
Third place.
They're going for third.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Third place.
The two Damamas boys. We're going to have a three-man representation from the Damamas in the casual side of the bracket. Heck yeah. How does that feel?
It's good. Really? Unfortunately, I ran into my boy over here. Oh, he knocked me out.
And you had to take him out.
It is what it is, though, you know.
That could have been a four-man sweep
at
there.
We were hoping to get top four, but you know what? There's always next year.
Sometimes the cards just don't play out that way.
Exactly.
Rough. Well, hey, good luck in the finals.
Thank you.
No matter what, you're going to have a good one because you're playing with your homies. Yeah, you guys all know each other's styles and tricks, too, hey?
Yeah.
Well, I'm versing, I think, what's his name?
Jared.
Jared, yeah.
Oh, you're playing him for third place.
For first.
Or for first. Yeah, oh, Jarrett's my homie. He's a Calgary native area. Well, he's actually from Kamloops, but he lives in Airdrie now. I think he's planning on trying to move back to Kamloops, but he's good. He's home.
The cities.
Okay. He's very honed. He's very, very honed.
This guy's home too.
I don't want to give you too many hints, but just be careful. He's got his.
I saw him doing some goons like behind the back and stuff.
Goons and triples. He's got those home. Okay. So if you think you're gonna get him on a triple lunar, I don't think it's gonna happen. He will give you three of them in a row.
Nice. Got it.
Heck yeah. Well, good luck, man.
Thanks, man.
We'll catch you in a little bit.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right. I'm going to go walk you guys over. We're already cruising for a couple minutes here. Let me introduce you to some of my homies to the review. This is my boy, Zach, Kyle, and Josh.
I've been waiting for this moment for my whole life. For a whole two seasons.
For a whole two seasons of review. Zach, in specific, is one of the guys who really helped me become a Kendama player in my early years. He was the guy I looked up to. Zach, say what's up.
You're too kind. How's it going, fellas? How's it going, girls? Everyone who's listening.
We call them the coffee gang. That's the
coffee.
That's right, the universal.
The coffee gang.
Even if you don't drink coffee, if you're part of the review and you're a listener, you're part of the coffee squad, you know, coffee gang. We chilling.
This is such an honor, and really look up to Adam and his ability to interview and develop his skills and do a quintuple swivel, which is the world record as many of you know. So
yeah,
but I also taught him how to pull up the can for Tama tricks properly, right?
Yeah, you were the one who taught me how to lunar. If no one taught me, I don't know where I'd be.
Where would I even be?
Who knows? We wouldn't even have this podcast. This podcast was started by you.
You know what?
How do you feel having a podcast?
I can't take
How does it feel to be the CEO, president, founder of the Review Podcast?
It's too much. I gotta drop back into a board position here.
Yeah, we're going to put you on the advisory board here real quick. Kyle, you want to say what's up?
Yo, what's up, coffee gang? What's up?
Kyle, you're a homie. We met a couple years ago.
Yeah.
When I was visiting Kelowna for work once.
Yeah.
And then since, you came out to the event I hosted in Calgary, Brew Battle. And not only did you come out, you came to take names.
Well, it wasn't my intention, but my competitiveness just took over once I realized I had a shot. All right, we're going to try to win this thing.
Shows up for the Am Open, wins that, wins almost every mini game, and then he's like, oh, you know what? Can I do the pro as well? And we're like, yeah, sure, why not?
You guys invited us.
We invited. We wanted some more people, more bodies in there, and Kyle comes and takes what, second?
Third place.
Third place in the pro.
I lost a rod.
Oh, yeah, tough match.
That was so much fun, though.
Yeah, such a good time.
To be able to play against Rod, like, pretty cool. You know, you see everybody, you see those guys on like Instagram or whatever, and then they're like standing in front of you playing, and you're like, I don't even care if I lose, this is just cool.
Absolutely. How's it feel being at Van Jam?
Good. Yeah, it's cool just to be around a bunch of people playing Kendama. You know, like, I rarely am in an environment like that, so it's just cool to be here.
Absolutely.
Just being here, hanging out. So
it's a good time. There's been some vibes going on here for sure. We're in some semifinals here with two of these guys from the Damamas boys that go by, going at it. And then we got a match between Jarrett and another one of the Damamas boys. They're Dama Mamas boys.
Both these guys are...
Yeah, part of this squad, they go by the Damamas boys.
That's hilarious.
They're hype. I just interviewed them like a hot minute ago. Man. They're funny guys. I like them.
These guys just taking the casual bracket by storm.
Yeah, you know, for real. They almost had 75% representation in the finals.
Good grief.
This makes me feel good about not making it to the finals. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Joshua, say what's up to the review. I just met you for the first time today.
I met you like 3 hours ago, but it's been great so far. We're having fun, making friends, becoming a family.
Getting burnt.
Getting sunburned.
Yeah, sunburned.
Sunburned.
Yeah, Zach, you are so pink. I think my neck's probably pretty bad too. You want to take a peek for me?
No, it's not bad actually.
His hands are pretty scorched.
A little bit,
right now.
But yeah, my hands are so
Zach's hands.
Bad.
Oh shoot, yeah.
Where else am I pink?
Your face and your neck.
So
right here.
From the band track,
yeah,
right?
Bro. And it's because I'm colorblind to red, so I don't see it until it's too
late. Oh, no.
Super unfortunate.
Oh, that's really rough.
Yeah.
That's
so
a
I
curse.
Need people looking out for me, so I appreciate you letting me know.
So I feel like we kind of all dropped the ball on Zach today, so that's okay.
Yeah, random dude told me that my neck was burnt. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Thanks, man.
Well, you can't even really see your neck anyways. You'd have to have someone to tell you, even if you weren't colorblind.
That's true. That's fair.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Absolutely. Okay, so we got a matchup coming here in the finals between Lucas Adverse and Nathan, otherwise known as Super Grom. He's a local out here. Actually, both of them locals.
For the competitive bracket.
For the competitive bracket. What do you guys think is going to go down? Who's taking it?
Oh, man.
Remind me who's going
to take it? He goes by Super Grom, but his name's Nathan. And then there's Lucas Adverse, international juggling champion, whatever accolades he holds. Mr. I can goon from every part of my body. He does it all.
I feel it's going to be close.
Yeah.
It's tough. There's a lot of talent coming out.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm the authority to make a call on this. I don't know about you boys, but...
I just feel like it's whoever... Like, don't... Don't just keep adding until you miss.
Yeah.
What I'm saying? Like, spike a trick and be like, yeah, that's a trick.
I'm putting money
I want to see like, some bangers that neither of these guys have ever hit before. I want to see them go for, like, hard tricks because I've seen some of these guys. They're using the same bag of tricks in some of their matches. I'm like, come on. Okay, we're getting further in. Let's level it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Stakes are getting higher. Let's hit some bangers.
You got to please the crowd. That's a big part a big part of Ken.
Yeah.
You got to hit some bangers. You got to get the crowd, you know, on their toes.
Squeal. I'm going to put some money on Super Grom, though. I've seen him be playing out there. He's got a lot of funky, weird little tricks coming in, and I feel it might take the competition by surprise right now, honestly.
Heck yeah, heck yeah.
I've been watching him all day, and he's got something coming.
But we should talk about the casual bracket, though.
Yeah, talk to me about the casual bracket.
So we got Ben B, and we got Jarrett.
Yeah, and Jarrett's the Calgary homie.
Yeah. And you know what? All respect to Ben, but he took me out. He beat me second round, absolutely squinched me. And so I got to go with Jarrett just out of spite towards Ben. No, but that Ben guy's crazy with the Inward Lunars. But
he's really good.
Yeah.
We were just chatting. He's one of the DeMamas boys.
So. Is he? Okay.
He's a DeMamas.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I got to root for my boy Jarrett too.
Good luck for both of them. But yeah, I got to go with Jarrett on this one.
Yeah, Jarrett's the homie. He's super honed and... When it comes to anything classic, like he plays like Wyatt Bray. He's got triple flips on lock from Lighthouse, Inward Lunar, Regular Lunar. His J-sticks are through the roof.
Big goon guy, right?
And goons, yeah.
And it's like dialed.
Yeah, and he can do bird flips like nobody's business. So he's got a lot of like classic.
He's a traditional kind
of
guy.
He's a traditional player, and I respect that.
I respect that too.
Yeah. I love seeing the traditional guys come in and take some dubs on some of these new gen players that are all like juggle tap, juggle tap, juggle tap. And then the one guy just says, let's slow this down. Watch me do 1, 2, 3 bird.
You're preaching to the choir here, man. I don't want to say too much of that, but I'm always talking about back in my day when we played with kendamas with two finger strings and
Serenozoras with silky smooth Thomas.
When you're trying to cop a white Ozara, because the paint's tacky. Like, it's not tacky.
Or the TKs. With
the first day you lunar on an Ozora.
Yeah,
it's a big day in a Kanama player's history.
The heavens open up.
Yeah,
you're like, best day of
your life. Am I sponsored now?
So do I call them or do they call me now?
Yeah.
Japan sends me a plane ticket. And I'm
straight to KWC. Yeah.
So when does the Mugen just arrive now?
when does Kota knock on my door? When do I meet Tumatsu? Exactly. Well, hey guys, thanks for jumping on the Brewview here real quick. I want to go say hi to one or two more people here. Wrap up this quick little episode. We might record some more in a bit. But we are vibing here today.
Thanks for having us. It's a huge honor to me. And I've been here for Adam since the start. And just want to support this boy until he rules the world. So it's just an honor to just have my boys in here. So
heck yeah. Well, it's true. Zach's been there part of the review watching it. I see your tag always pop up in the live. And I'm like, that's my boy Funky Hat.
I'm in there just to, just say something in the chat. But yeah, I got to be in there more.
Absolutely.
While the live's over.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're going to try and maybe move them to YouTube. Hopefully, I just got to get things figured out on the Zoom side first. Get that smooth, and then we'll start streaming again. That's the hope. You guys want to drop your Instagram handles real quick?
Sure.
If you want people to follow you?
Sure. I mean, Kyle_pain. Pain like a pain in your arm.
Pain. Like he brings in games of Ken to people.
Yeah. Funky Hef. You don't have to follow me, but Funky... Hotel Echo Tango Hotel.
Complicated. Josh Von Holstness. VonHolstness.
Nice, nice. Well, thanks for jumping on here, guys. We'll catch you in a little bit.
See you later, coffee gang.
Yeah, we got Alex Smith running past us here. Crouching down like a tiger. All right. Thanks, guys.
See you later.
All right, let me go and chat with some of my boys over here.
Wow.
What up, dog? I missed you.
I know.
I'm kind of soaking wet. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Cream Say, what's up again to the review? You guys have heard this guy's voice all weekend long, but this guy was cruising through the bracket today. But I think
SG did do some SG to me, and now I'm fighting for third in the comp bracket.
Hey.
But I'm actually honestly like really, really stoked with myself. I did not think I was going to get past it. I had a bye to start and then went up against Enrico and did not think I was going to win against Enrico. He kicked my butt yesterday when we were having a casual game on the first day.
But you came out. You were taking names.
Yeah, I kind of did my thing and somehow got lucky. And
what was the trick you were most proud of you hit today?
Honestly, I did. Oh, okay. This is one I rarely get, but I did trip swap down and then trip swap penguin fast. Like
down penguin fast penguin. Okay.
Yeah, I never usually do it to penguin fast.
That's pretty.
So that was pretty
nice.
Hype.
That's pretty nice. I like that.
And then I actually matched him on one of the tricks he hit on me first tee. So it was two tap toss house and then two tap jug spike. Matched him first tee on that. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what kept me in the game, honestly. But yeah.
Who are you going up against here in the competitive third place?
I'm going up against Rod.
Oh, you get to play Rodney.
I think Adverse.
Yeah, Adverse and Supergrum. Yeah. Mr. Nathan are going at it for the finals.
Yeah, so it's me and Rod going for third. So that's gonna be fun. I'm not sure what to do. I've been really struggling with like trying to pick tricks that I think are appropriate, because I don't want to do tricks that are easy, but I also want to do like good tricks, but I also don't want to recycle tricks that I've already used.
Mm-hmm.
I already used the Peachy Spash.
Well, this is
stunt dunk.
Yeah, this is your opportunity to put on a show, right?
Yeah.
Sure, you can compete, you can go hard, you can try and take the dub on Rod, but this is your chance to really show who Peaches and Kareem really is when it comes to playing Dama. Hit him with some cool stuff, hit him with some unique stuff, show off your style as best as you can.
My style is as new gen as it gets. Instas, Ken flips, taps, fast.
Have you done
hands.
Your house uppercut back to house?
You know, that is actually an idea I've thought about, but I'm not super confident in doing
but
it.
But that's okay, that's but not what it's about. It's about hitting tricks that wow the peeps. So
yeah.
I think that's a good one to 100%. Go for.
I was thinking about doing like airplane 1.5 juggle ghost stunt pass.
No, yeah, you got it. You got
and
lots
then
of tricks.
Some house uppercut. And
we chill.
Something else. But yeah, how have you been?
We've been good. We've been cruising. I'm pretty sure I'm burnt. I got knocked out round one, but we're vibing. Yeah, we good. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
We'll cool down at Cultus Lake on Monday.
I am very excited to get a drink of something because I've run out of water and yerba.
Yeah, I got to get some water here soon. But yeah. I got to go say hi to a couple more people.
Say hi to everyone. This
Cream?
Is Peaches signing out. Thank you, guys. Love you, Adam.
Heck yeah. Jarrett, before you go up there, say what's up to the review.
I'm in the finals right now. I got to go.
He's got to go. Good luck, man. All right, guys. We are going to tune out here in a hot second on the review. Thanks for jumping on here. Thanks for listening in. We might do a second mini episode here yet today before the night is over. So stay tuned, and thank you guys for listening to this Brewview Goes to Van Jam episode.